this is the day we're going to meet the Lord, and we're going to see that God is amazing in the way he works. As we give him a little bit of time and practice a little bit of that. So as we get ready here, page 257 in your workbook. If you want to go there, 257 in the workbook. This is the Book of Acts training. Russ Dizdar, shadowthedarkness.net on the web. And so glad you're here. This should be Audible 13 in this Acts training. And this will be a short one, but it just... It's just going to be the beginning. Now we're gonna you have a little bit of exercise or homework you need to do with this, and it means everything. It may mean the salvation of lives around you. It may mean the very fact that you help lead some of them to Christ. So if you turn to page 257 in the workbook that you have, I tell you just to take 5 minutes. That's all, 5 minutes. Now, pastors and leaders and others, and Bible study leaders, I have done this in small group. In large churches, one church, about 800 members there, we took 5 minutes in the service, and everybody got a card, kind of like page 257 in that workbook. It's going to be a big thing. It's going to be important what you do. It really is going to be important, because what I'm going to ask you to do is to take 5 minutes. We're going to do a prayer. Then you take 5 minutes. You can put this on pause or listen to it later and the rest of it anyway. And in 5 minutes, write down as many names of lost people you know. Think in terms of family. Just start writing every single name. Just names only first. Later, you can go back and put their phone numbers or addresses or where they're at. But right now, if you, because go preach the gospel to every single human being, every creature, that none should perish. Go to the highways and byways. You know, we're commanded to go. Now, one of the great things, and if we're really, we're not to neglect so great a salvation, it's vital what we do here. So I think in reading in Timothy 2, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills all men, all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, that none should perish. This is vital. This involves eternity, heaven and hell. This is what it's all about right here. Jesus came to save sinners. And for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, we know that. And we know the power of the gospel will bring the convicting, convincing work of the Spirit of God to point to Jesus through you and through the message and through the scripture that is given and shared. And that's why we want to read scripture and give the gospel to John and so forth. But this, what you're going to do right now may begin to open the door. Maybe you've already done this, but it may begin to open the door for something that is astounding to you. Now, let me tell you, when I did this many years ago, many, many, many years ago. Now, when I first got saved, I began to take a little piece of paper, put it in my Bible. I didn't know you can write in your Bible, okay? Later on, you start circling things and making notes and that kind of stuff. But a piece of paper, and I had the names of individuals down. Friends of mine when I was just 19, when I got saved. When I got saved, I wanted everybody saved. When I got saved, filled with the Spirit of God, I was so happy to be saved, so lit up to know Jesus is real. I always believed that God was out there somewhere. I didn't know how to get to him until someone came to me and unleashed Jesus, the gospel on me. Just unveiled Jesus, poured out Jesus on me. And told me how badly I need to turn to him to be saved. And that's the night. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Nothing to be ashamed of. The greatest person that ever lived. Look what he's done. Look what he speaks. Look at his actions. I'm not going to be afraid to talk about him and everything about him and engaging individuals. But when we do that, when we take that gospel of Jesus to individuals, the Spirit of God is going to work. Now, what I love to do is have the names of people. I'm going to tell you here in a moment to put shut this off or pause this and look at your watch or clock. And take 5 minutes only to start this. You could do a half hour later on, but in 5 minutes. Now, whether I do this with a large church or a small group, or you do it by yourself where you're at, and we're just going to pray this. Father, remind us of every lost person we know. God, remind me of every lost person you want me to pray for. Every lost person that I've had connections with. Now, in a moment, we're going to do that. Now, I'm going to tell you again that when I did this as a new believer and just writing down names of friends and mom and dad and grandmothers, I mean, I went after my grandmothers. I went after everybody. I was buying everybody Bibles and going after everybody, and some of it was received well and good, and some people got saved right away. Then there were others that were just lost and angry, and, you know, you get cussed out a little bit. That's okay. That's what sinners do. There's times sinners object to everything. Okay. Well, what I began to do was to develop entire lists. And eventually, using my what I call a prayer journal or prayer map, in that, and we have it on our website, by the way, if you want to get one, because I think it's good. You could use it for the next 10 years if we're still here. I mean, you could use it for years. That's what I do. And so when I come to preparation and worship and then praying, intercession, I have a whole section where I write down all the names of family, extended family members, everybody around. I have names and names and names. In our field of working with the abused, I have names of people, people I've met on streets, people. God will remind you of people at school and people you haven't seen for 5 or 6 years. And the thing about this is, when you take the 5 minutes and you write down names, and God reminds you, and all of a sudden you're remembering and thinking about people you haven't thought about for years, and you're putting them all down, and you're writing all those names down. Everyone Jesus died for. Everyone God's not willing that they be lost. Everyone God wills them. He wants them to be saved. Everyone, John 3:16. John 3:17, he came to save them. So when you then take the 5 minutes, write all the names down, this is historic. Now, again, I'm going to say we did this, you know, for a little small church of 120, and the pastor, you know, gave cards out to everybody, and they gave him, I think they only gave him 3 minutes, and they said, write down every lost person you know. So everybody did that. Well, you know what they did then? They counted. You know, they had everybody tell how many names they wrote down. Some said 8, 9, 10. Some said 16. One person had 37 names down. In 3 minutes, wrote down the names of 37 people that are lost, that need Jesus. When they added all up in that 120-member church, you know, there's 300 or 400 people. And that became their first, you know, use this every, you know, pray for these lost people every day. There's certain lost family members. Every single night when my wife and I pray, I'm praying for them. I'm praying for every one of my family members. I did this in the beginning. I have this down now. I can go back to this prayer journal I use and write down what God speaks to me, the answers that come in, what else the Spirit of God says, new things to put in there. So it's like it's kind of like a little prayer book of Acts, you know, and it involves the ministry and involves a lot of activity. So I like to write it down. That's why I have a prayer journal. Now, when you write all these names down, the next step's going to be, these are the ones you begin to pray for. And if you do it individually, if you have 10 names down, praise God. Some people are like worried, I only have 8 names. 8 people that need to get saved. 8 people that Jesus died for. 8 people that Jesus wants. 8 people that Jesus loves. 8 people that need to get saved lest they lose their soul, right? Eternity. So that little church, now I went to a larger church. And I think it was like 800. The pastor gave me 3 or 4 minutes. So we did the same thing. Everybody had cards, had a little pencil, and we shared the same thing I'm sharing with you and said, hey, in the next 3 minutes, we're going to give you 3 minutes, write down every name of a lost person, starting with family even. And so we kicked it off. And so it's quiet in there. And you could just look around, see everybody writing and writing and writing. And then you kind of end it. And people are still trying to hurry. And they came up with well over 3,000 names of lost people. And they were to pray, then that month, they were to pray for all those people. Then we had a certain day called Friend to Friend Day. And I was a visiting preacher. I wasn't even a pastor of the local church. And the pastor let me come in and do this. And then that fourth Sunday, they had me preach, and I came in just to preach the gospel. They had probably 40 extra visitors in the church, or more. And shared that gospel, gave that invitation. First man came forward, got saved, came to get saved. First time he's ever been there, got saved. 12 others had gotten saved. Many others came forward to surrender and give their, I mean, just, there was a lot of proactivity, a lot of, that invitation. But I remember that first man popping up, coming right towards me. First time he's ever been there, going through troubles in his life. Somebody brought him, but he heard the gospel and he got saved. I remember we did this, and then taking those names, we were to go out in teams and go find them. I remember two young people that we did this with, and they came up with the name of a friend, and we went to their house. These were brand new believers that were just beginning to grow, and they were in my soul winning training class like this. And so that night we prayed for his friend. We went looking for them, found them at the apartment complex. Eventually, you know, it takes labor. That's why go to the highways and byways. Go labor. Go hunt them down. Go visit them. So we got there. Guess what? I had them help share the gospel with this lost couple, young people, lost in drugs, all that stuff. Got saved. They got saved. The newer saved guy that we'd met on the streets as a rock and roll artist, I led him to Christ and led his dancer girlfriend to Christ, and they were coming to church, and then they wanted to be a part of that, and they wrote down these names, and this name they wrote down. We went, and they helped share the gospel. I helped pray, and we led his friend to Christ. Now, I could tell you about another one where we had names and we were calling people. Hey, we're calling. This guy's name is Mark. He's in heaven now. I called and said, Mark, my friend here has your name down on a list and wanted me to call. And we're doing this program where we're reaching out to people about life in Christ and wanted to see if you'd be willing to hear. If you need a prayer, I'd like to pray for you. But if you'd like to hear about Christ and the new life. Well, he did. Mark wanted to hear. We led Mark to Christ over the phone. We went and got him that week, brought him to church. He got baptized, started growing. Eventually, he got out there witnessing for years. And then Mark died young. Went to be a Jesus. Been there for many, many years now. I had my grandmother's name down. I got to lead her to Christ. My other grandmother's name down. My wife led her to Christ. My mom's name was down there. My daughter helped lead her to Christ. My dad's name down for 23 years. And I wrote scriptures around. I prayed, thundered my prayers over my dad. In the end, I got to lead him to Jesus. 4 months later or so, he died, went home to go be the Lord. Wasted a lot of his life, but praise God, he got saved in the end. And so we don't give up. This is, listen, the most important thing on this planet is the fact of we're lost. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we got to get saved. And Jesus is the Savior. And this is the gospel. And this is the message. And we bring it. We bring that gospel. And we share that gospel. And then we urge, come to Christ. Believe on him now. Let's bow right now. Are you ready to just turn from sin and Satan, all the turn from all of this. Repent of it. Turn to Jesus now. And receive him and believe on him. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. Accept him by faith alone in your life. Let him come inside. Let the Spirit of God come in. Forgiveness and freedom and new life and power of God and the gift of eternal life. Isn't that amazing? So as we come to the close of this, I just want you to know, I have names in my prayer journal on the Soul Winner pages. And I pray for them at night. My aunt, I prayed probably almost 30 years for her to be saved, and Eleanor got saved. I have a cousin. I can tell you how horrible her life is. I'm praying for her to get saved. She's been shot numerous times, been all these things in her life. But I'm praying for her salvation. So individually, within the next few moments, just shut off this. It'll end anyway. Ask the Lord this. Just simply pray, Lord Jesus, right now, remind me, starting my family, remind me of everyone that needs to get saved. And then don't let anything interrupt you. Just at least 5 minutes. If you want to take 15, that's great. and write down all the names. Now, the reason we have it at the end in that page 257, that workbook you're going to use, we're going to ask you to be praying for them. We're going to ask you down the road to invite them to an evangelistic event. We're going to talk about how many different things you can do. See, when it came to my brother, I couldn't get him. My mom took him and left and went to California. I couldn't get to my brother. And I'm praying for him and praying for him, and I'm going to Bible school, and I become a youth director at a church, and I'm praying and praying and praying and praying. A couple years later, I'm flying out to California. Things occurred. I had to go out and stay there for a little while, and my little brother comes in. He was antagonistic and yelling at me concerning the gospel when I first got saved. He comes in to say, "Hey, Russ, despite all this bad news, I got good news." This is my little brother. I got saved. You know what happened? One of the girls in the youth group was sending him letters almost every other month about Jesus and about salvation. I didn't know that. I'm praying my guts out. I'm praying my little brother to get saved, and a little teenage girl is sending him letters of the gospel. And then he's out in California, and the Spirit of God guides people to him, invite him to go to this Christian concert, and my little brother gets saved. And I spend 30 days. I bought him his first Bible at the Bible. There's a Bible bookstore out there in California that I knew. And I took him there. We bought Bible, and we prayed, and he's growing. 30 days to engage my little brother when he got saved. So I'm going to tell you right now, what's more, to have a prayer list, to have a list of all the lost people, bigger than politics, bigger than military, bigger than anything else in life, bigger than birthdays, bigger than holidays, is the need of the salvation of every life. God wills that none should perish. God commands us to go to every single one. So here's how you can start. Now, if you have a Bible study thing going on, or if you're a pastor, you're part of a larger church or whatever, can you imagine a church of 1,000 people taking 10 minutes to have everybody write down? Not five people in a Tuesday night meeting. I'm talking the full service where everything should be done. And everybody writing those lists down. And you know what? If we then ask week after week or month after month, how many are praying for your people on the list? Are you adding any more to the list? Anybody get saved in that list? Come up and tell testimonies. And all of a sudden, the testimonies start coming in. People start coming to church. They're getting saved. They're getting baptized. You're hearing stories. And sometimes that all begins by taking this first action. It's a good thing. Timothy 2, this is good. Praying for all the lost. Praying for all of them. This is good. And it pleases. It's a pleasure to God who wills all to be saved. He wants your family members, your spouse, whoever around you is lost, he wants them saved more than you do. That none should perish. That's important. So you're a part of that in the sense of just to write a name down, and with the intent, I'm going to be praying for them and praying for them and praying for them. It may be that somebody then, by those prayers, somebody's led to them. God steps in and guides somebody to them. It may be that you invite them to an evangelistic event, a picnic, a church picnic, and the gospel's preached, a concert, and the gospel's preached, the evangelist that comes in on a weekend, and you bring them, or you sit down at some point, however that door opens up, and you share. And one thing about this list is you can build on it, and then go back and write praise. You can write the dates when people get saved. You can write down the very dates. See, you're going to hear me talk about the top 30. I got a little book coming. It's going to be a companion to this training. There's one on the top 30 engagements with demonized people. You'll see that coming out later on. But more exciting even is the top 10 people soul-winning encounters. How my dad got saved, how my mom got saved, how my grandmothers got saved, how my aunt got saved, how my other aunt got saved, how Charlie got saved, how half of the group of this. I'm going to tell you story after story after story of the people that had gotten saved. And to this day, I have names down. To this day, we're called to keep doing this, and we are never to stop. So if I can remind you of Acts 5:42, to memorize that, Acts 5:42. And right now, shut off this audio. Turn me off. And I pray that God will bless you and the Spirit of God will remind you. And this will be a great joy. It will lead to your prayer activity, your eventual outreach, your sharing the gospel or drawing them into where they're hearing the gospel and seeing the astounding work of God saving people. Lord bless you.